Greyhound Bus Lines is losing money, and it's responding by cutting bus service to rural communities. In the south central part of the country, a Greyhound bus will no longer stop in Dodge City, Kansas, Bald Knob, Arkansas, Marlin, Texas, and more than 140 other small towns. NPR's Greg Allen reports on one town that fought back.
This is Greyhound's second round of route cuts. In the first round last year, some 260 stops were eliminated in the bus company's northwest sector, stretching from Seattle to Chicago. This round cuts routes and stops in the southwest. Greyhound's Kim Plaskett calls it route transformation. She says more cuts are expected this year and next, reaching to the East Coast. She says they're necessary because Americans don't use buses the way they once did. She says Greyhound used to see more long-distance passengers, traveling 1,000 miles or more.
And that's just not the case now. 75% of our customers are traveling fewer than 450 miles. And more people have access to a car these days. Just the whole way people travel has changed over the years. And so Greyhound has to change with it.
From Greyhound's headquarters in Dallas, the route cuts look like good business. But in towns like Newport, Arkansas, population 8,000, the news that after decades Greyhound was eliminating service came as a shock. Newport is a farm town in the northeast part of the state. There are no trains or commercial airports. Even the nearest taxis are 35 miles away. Newport's mayor David Stewart says he realized right away his town would have to do something about it.
What we found was that there was a possibility that we were going to lose a very important service to our citizens. When we found that, we decided that we needed to do something if it was even a break-even proposition.
Stewart says after reading the letter from Greyhound, he left his office and walked two blocks up 3rd Street to the town's bus station. At the terminal, a converted gas station, there are signs for Greyhound and Trailways, the other national bus company Greyhound bought out in 1987. Inside the station, it's a step back in time. Posters from various decades promote the convenience and comfort of bus travel. There are benches and a TV set. Also snacks, used books, even pillows for sale for those taking a really long trip. Malcolm Vance is the man behind the counter.
We've been in business here running the buses since the late 30s. People are used to it and accustomed to thinking in terms of taking a bus.
Vance himself has actually only been here since 1980. His desk is piled high with old magazines and bus schedules. He sells phone cards and wires money for Western Union, but says the bus station is just as busy as it ever was. If there has been a change in bus travel, he says, it hasn't hit Newport.
We have two prisons here, and the parolees and the released prisoners take a bus home. And we have a truck driving school here who have drivers come in from other parts of the United States and leave for other parts of the United States.
When he got the news from Greyhound, Vance thought maybe it was time to finally retire. But then he began thinking about the people who depend on the bus and his station to get to Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, and points beyond. Pretty soon, he and Mayor Stewart were talking to another bus company, Jefferson Lines, a regional carrier out of Minnesota that already offered some service in Arkansas. Jefferson said while it didn't have a bus to service Newport, it would help with logistics if the town could arrange van service to hubs in Jonesboro and Little Rock. As it turned out, the state transportation department had vans to lease the town at subsidized rates. Finally, the Thursday before Greyhound was set to pull out, Stewart says the town council gave its approval.
Friday morning, we got to work again and hired a full-time bus driver. I hired a part-time bus driver just a few minutes ago to work weekends, and we'll have at least one more, and we're in the bus business.
And Newport's not alone. Throughout the Midwest, Greyhound buses are being replaced by vans that serve as feeders, getting residents from small towns to regional hubs where they can catch buses to other cities. At the Newport bus station, Craig Reed is just trying to get home to Jonesboro. Reed is 21 but doesn't have a driver's license. To catch the bus, he walked from Batesville, walked nearly 30 miles.
It's a pretty good walk. I started out right as it got dark, so it was probably about 6 or 7. It took me until about 6:30 this morning to get here.
Instead of a Greyhound bus, Reed is going home in a van. He says that doesn't matter. He's just glad he won't have to walk. Greg Allen, NPR News.